This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self. Welcome back to our How to Lead Circle series. We have a very, very special guest today, and that is Charlene Elusevic. I think I kind of said that right. We were just laughing because we both, our married names are hard to pronounce. And so it's like, how do you pronounce that again? How do you spell it again? I'm trying to figure it out. Same with mine, Kozlowski, something like that. Anyway, that's why you call me Tanya Lynn. Charlene has been with us since the very beginning. She was in our very first How to Lead Circle program and has been so successful that she is now one of our amazing trainers and one of the women who leads the circle calls in the program. And she is such a gift in my life, gift to Sistership Circle. So I'm really excited to share her story with you and to have her share her experience. So thank you, Charlene, for coming on. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start way back. So we started this program in early 2016. It's been 2 years, and you were in the very first program. Tell us what you were doing before, what brought you, so kind of your journey of what had you want to lead circle, and then what brought you to the program.
Okay. So I moved away from my hometown. I lived in London for about 10 years and then I got married. My husband and I, we moved to another town, and then I fell pregnant, had my daughter. And then a year into that, I was like, right, I need to move back home to be closer to my family. And at the same time, I was also feeling like I need to be connected to women. I need some friends. I want to be with like-minded women, and I find it difficult to go out there and have like very superficial conversations or to find somewhere where I really fit in. And in the town where I live, there's been nothing going on that was really of interest to me, you know, nothing kind of alternative, nothing where there was real kind of sacred space. So I was like, okay, I need to do a women's circle myself. And I'd been to one in the town where I was living in Bristol, and that was really cool. And I was like, you know what, I want this for myself. And a couple of years prior to that in London, I'd actually tried to start up a women's circle myself, but I only did it for a couple of months, and then I kind of gave up and it didn't really go anywhere. So when I came back to my hometown in Peterborough, I was like, right, I want to set up a women's circle. I want to create a space where there's women, where we can just really connect and kind of drop all the masks and just really be authentic and real with one another. Because I was experiencing a lot of connections that really weren't that, and really longing for that myself, and just wanting this sense of community and to be with other women. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna start a women's circle. And I remember I created these little leaflets, and I went to the local Buddhist center with the intention, okay, I'm gonna find some women to come to my women's circle. And I got there, and I remember I was really nervous, and I sat down. I did the meditation in the Buddhist class, etc. And then afterwards, sat down and had a cup of tea with some of the women. And I was like, I think there was three women that I sat down with. And I said, ladies, you know, I'm planning on starting a women's circle. Would you like to come? And they were like, yeah, okay, sure. So I gave them my little leaflets, my little flyers that I made. And two of them, I then set my intention of when it was going to be. And two of them came along, and one of my old friends from school came along to the circle as well. And I didn't really know what I was doing. I just thought, I want women to come together, and I don't know, we'll have a topic or something, and let's just get to know one another and start talking. And so I did that. I did that for, I think, 2 or 3 circles. And then I started to advertise, and I created a meetup group. And then I got, I think it was 8 or 9 women come to my circle. And this was huge for me. This was a big thing. And they came to my home. And again, I wasn't really sure what I was doing, but I just kind of knew that I wanted to create this sacred space. I wanted it to be this beautiful space where we could all really connect and we could have something that we spoke and shared about. And I can't remember what the theme was, but all I remember is that night the circle was just a mess. Everything really went how I imagine circle shouldn't go, and how I know that circle shouldn't go now. This space didn't feel very sacred. It felt quite unsafe. There was a lot of cross-talking. At one point, there was one woman who really like dominated the space, and I could see all the other women were like just, you know, picking up on this. And it just felt really messy and really uncomfortable. And that evening, when all the women left, I had this huge sigh of relief. And I was like, there is no way I'm leading another circle until I know what I'm doing, and until I can create what I want to really create. Because that was what happened that night, was just everything that I didn't want to happen. And so I started doing a bit of research online, like how to lead women's circles. And then I found Sistership Circle, and I was like, okay, this is the answer to my prayers. I did another training as well. I think that was before Sistership Circle. And I found, it wasn't kind of robust, and I didn't really feel set up enough to go out there and lead circles after I did that course. But then I found Sistership Circle and did it, and was like, wow, this is it. This is what I needed. And it really just got me going with everything. So, yeah.
I love that story. Now, interestingly, most women, I think, would give up after that terrible experience, but you didn't. What was it that had you not give up but keep going?
I love that question. That's a really good question. I think it was just this inner desire to want to create community and connection. Like I knew at that point I really needed to have other people who I was really connecting with on a very authentic, heart-to-heart, womb-to-womb kind of level. And that was so missing for me. And it was just really painful to not have that in my life. And yeah, also, I guess I felt myself moving, and I have felt this in the last few years, I felt myself moving into the space of really wanting to hold space for people and to, I guess, share my knowledge and my skills. And this felt like it was a real step in that direction of really coming out and being visible and really starting to feel and learn and trust myself as a feminine leader, I guess.
And you also, I think, realize too of like, wait, I'm trying to do this and I don't really know what I'm doing. So maybe if I get some help, then maybe I'll be able to do it successfully, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
And that, I think, is a big piece of sometimes we do need mentorship to help us get going if it's not happening the way we want it to happen right away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And thank God I found Sistership Circle.
Yay! Okay, so looking back 2 years ago at that first, the program, what were some of the biggest things that you learned or the biggest breakthroughs that you had and started to set you up for success? Because you've been running monthly circles, and even I think you did a 12-week circle, right?
Mm-hmm. I did a 6-week one, yeah.
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 So what was it?
I think the first thing was just getting very clear on the actual how-tos. How should it look? What should it look like? How can I implement a structure that is going to create what I want to create in the circle? What are the components that a circle should have? And How to Lead Circle was so clear on offering that and really allowing me to get clear on, okay, this is what I need to do in the beginning. This is how I prepare for a circle. These are the components that I need to run an effective circle. And then kind of after circle as well, like how do I deal with everything after circle? And the How to Lead Circle course was just jam-packed of information and really clear instruction of kind of how to go from A to B. And I was at A, I really wanted to be at B, and it really taught me how to do that very clearly. So there was that side of that side of things. But then, you know, actually going through the course myself, not only did I get to learn about, you know, how to, what is needed in the circle, how to lead a circle, how to create a circle, but it really helped me go deeper into who am I as a woman, who am I as a feminine leader, who am I as a circle facilitator. And I found that such a beautiful combination of like having that kind of structure, you know, the more kind of masculine part, and then having the more feminine part as well. And that the whole experience of going through the circle and getting to connect with the other women in the How to Lead Circle program was such a huge step for me, I guess, in feeling like comfortable being around other women. Because I think up until that point, I'd always felt a little bit uneasy and not really sure how to be with other women. And just going through the How to Lead Circle program helped me to feel kind of safe in being with other women, and gave me a sense of, this is what it can be like, this is what it should be like. And so yeah, it was amazing on so many levels.
Beautiful. And then what happened? So after How to Lead Circle, you started Monthly Circles, and just share with us the journey over the last
years. So
what you've created.
Yeah, it's just all gone from strength to strength, really. So I did the How to Lead Circle and then was like, yes, it just felt so right, and like this is really what I want to do. And I put it out there again. I had the courage to put it out there again, and I got in touch with the couple of women who'd come before, and they were eager to start up again because there hadn't been anything for a good few months. So they came along, and then I started getting women coming through. I think it's through Meetup. I can't remember if I did a Facebook ad, but it started growing. So there were 6 women, 7 women, 8 women, and it steadily grew month on month. And then after, I'm trying to think how long it was, I think it was only a matter of 6-7 months of doing circles at my home, I then had an opportunity, went out there and created like an opportunity to lead circle in a wellbeing center in my town, and have been doing them in there for, it must be about eight months. And now my circles, they're kind of mostly fully booked. We have the space can only fit 20 women in there, and we get the room packed out every single month, which is amazing. I had to turn 5 women away last month, which is like, but it just shows, you know, the sisterhood in Peterborough that we're creating through the circle experience is really growing, and women love it, and it's so amazing. And then on the back of that, there was a woman who came to my circle. She has a wellbeing center in another town not too far away from me, and she's asked me, can you come and lead a circle here? So I've started doing that now. So it's like there's another sisterhood in another town nearby, which is also growing. So yeah, it's beautiful, and I feel like I'm really getting to grow as a woman, and also as a feminine leader as well. And every time I do circle, it's just so nourishing and so enriching and really rewarding to see the transformation that takes place with all the women in the circle. It's just beautiful. I love it. I love it so much. Yeah.
And what has been your journey with charging? So do you charge for your circles?
Yeah. So in the beginning, I think I asked for £5 to cover the cost of teas, and I always make for my Peterborough circle, I always make like a healthy sugar-free vegan dessert type thing. So I just wanted to ask for £5 per woman to cover the cost of that. And then as I grew in confidence, and as the circle started growing, it gave me more confidence to really say, wow, yeah, this is really valuable. This is really worth something. And now I feel confident. Now I feel ready. It's time for me to up my fee. So then I upped it to £10, £10 in one circle, £12 in another. And yeah, so it's been that ever since. So it was, I remember at the time when I was raising my fees, I felt a little bit kind of uneasy and like questioning, is this okay? And then through the help and support with Sistership Circle as well, I just was like, okay, this is so worth it. It really helped me to believe in the value of what I was doing, and I went for it. So yeah.
Amazing. And I think we have a unique opportunity to share what it's been like to lead How to Lead Circle and what you've watched in the women growing. So can you share a little bit about your experience in being a trainer for this program and the transformation you've been witnessing?
Yeah. You know, this, it feels like such a privilege and such an honor to step into this role and to just see at the beginning of the circle, you know, the women come in and then at the end, if I had like a before and after, just seeing the real transformation that everyone goes through in really stepping into the feminine, stepping into their power, like just witnessing the women like really rising into who they're meant to be and their vision and what they want to create in their lives and in their community as well. And just seeing, it's almost like the women come in and they're like seeds, and you see them like the How to Lead Circle going through the program is like feeding them and watering them, and then they start to grow, and by the end of it, it's like you have this beautiful flower that's there ready to go out in the world and shine its beauty. And yeah, it's such a blessing, and I love doing, being part of the program, and of course I get to go through it again myself each time, so it's like an added bonus as well.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I picked Charlene for you ladies listening is I think Charlene and my energy complement each other really well, and I'm much more of the activator, fire, you know, just intensity, and Charlene really complements me as more of the nurture and the gentleness. So together, I think we create a really powerful container for all the women who come into this program. And and I think everyone really loves being in your circle because of the way that you really nurture the group and create such a powerful connection amongst the women, because that's who you are, is someone who just really creates connection and has everyone feel really safe and seen and heard. And Charlene is a master at reflective listening and having you feel like the most, what you say is the most amazing thing that's ever been spoken. And so that really creates a safety and helps women's voices to come forth, is the way that you listen. So thank you for that, Charlene. Anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to share about the program, about your journey?
Nothing is coming to me right now, other than, you know, it's just, I can't say enough how much it's been like a springboard for me to step into a place of really owning who I am and where I want to go, and feeling comfortable like just being out there and being in front of people and being seen, because that was a huge block of mine for many, many, many years. And I remember something that you said to me. It was so powerful in the beginning. Like, I think I asked you, you know, well, what do I do when I go out there and I begin leading and I'm feeling so anxious and so nervous and so scared? And you're like, just speak it out, just be vulnerable, just be real. And that was such a huge, huge, massive thing for me. Like to say, Charlene, you can be who you are and you can be fine and it's all going to be okay. All you've got to do is like really own it and speak it out and share it. And there's so much strength in that. And I've really witnessed that in myself. And now I get to teach other women to do that as well. But just that, you know, if I could like really capture who I was before I did the How to Lead Circle and who I am now, like that, it's like I see the growth and transformation women go through in the How to Lead Circle program. It's just phenomenal. And I can't express my gratitude for that, because it was painful for me to not be out there and not be putting myself and, you know, my heart and my vision, my spirit out there. And with the circle, with leading circle, with leading the How to Lead circle, it's giving me more and more confidence to be able to go out there and offer and shine my gifts in the world. And that's what I love. It's, you know, giving that permission for women who have got so many gifts to get out there and to shine their gifts so we can all start changing the world together. And this is what it's all about. It's like, yeah, I get to rise up in that. I get to teach women how to do that through the How to Lead circle. And in being a circle facilitator, I get to create the space for women to do that as well. And it just feels so satisfying to just to see that journey that I've been on. And thank you to Sistership Circle and How to Lead Circle program. It's helped me get to that place. So I can't express enough gratitude for that.
Thank you. You know, you brought up a good point, and you also brought up another question for me. So I do have another question. But that point being that, you know, sometimes we think that in order to lead, we need to have it all put together and we need to look perfect. And it's like, you got to put the mask on, right? And you got to look like you're strong. And you could actually, if you just show up authentically and be able to just be exactly where you're at and even communicate, hey, I'm feeling nervous right now. And that's okay. And guess what, ladies, you might be feeling nervous too.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving us all permission to just be nervous, right? It's like calling out the elephant in the room and also just creating that permission and safe space where we could just show up exactly as we are without trying to be a certain way. So thank you for pointing that distinction out. And that I'm glad that that's one of the biggest takeaways that you got. And also leads me into my other question of what you were sharing, that you also coach, right? You have one-on-one clients and how does this fit in with that, with leading circles and that?
Yeah, I feel like the two of them go hand in hand together really well. So going through How to Lead Circle program, it helped me know how to hold the space for women and to create that safe, sacred space. And sometimes in a circle, there are times when I'll need to put my coaching hat on. It doesn't happen that often, but there'll be a time where a woman is really going through something that's really challenging and difficult, and I need to completely go off the circle schedule that I've created and really be with that woman and go into coaching. And my coaching really helps to support women in uncovering what's getting in the way of them really shining their light and stepping into the truth of they are. So they're both very complementary to one another. I think one really supports the other and vice versa. Yeah,
that's great, because I know that there's a lot of women who are coaches and wanting to bring more circle work in, and how do the two integrate? And I think that they do really complement each other really well. And just a way of really rounding out your offering.
Yeah. And in circle as well, when I'm leading circle and I'm hearing all these women share, it gives a really good insight into what's going on for women in the world. Where do they really need help? So it really helps me to kind of open my eyes into where can I really support women, and how can I create offerings that are going to help the women and all the issues and problems and stuff that is spoken out in circle as well.
Great. Well, thank you, Charlene, for being on the team and for sharing your experience today. And ladies, if you want to come join the next How to Lead Circle program, you'll see the link. Highly recommend that you come on board, and you know, if we can do it, you can do it. That's what I want to say, you know. And if Charlene can bounce back, so thank you everyone for being here today, and we'll catch you next time.